Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I am your host, Kate Wolf, and today I have the most special guest of all time, my son, Shane Sudia.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me on. I am a little bit sick today.
Yeah. Shane stayed home today from school because he's a sick little nugget. Tell everyone what's going on. What do you have?
I think I have the cold.
I like how you said the cold.
I think I have the cold. But, you know, I've been getting a runny nose, and I've been having trouble breathing at night because it gets all clogged up. But, yeah.
I'm sorry, sweetie.
It's okay. I'm recovering.
Yeah, we're having a lazy day. We'll talk about what we were just watching. Before we get into that, I have an advertisement for a very special human. His name's Robbie, and he's gotten a couple tarot card readings for me, and he's an amazing, brilliant human who just actually started. It's an app on, I think it's the iPad and your phone.
No, it didn't work on my iPad.
But I think it can. I think that's because your iPad isn't updated, which we need to work on doing.
There's no software updates.
Yeah, I think we do need to update it. But anyway, let me just do this. Okay, so it's called Geriatric Giraffe, and it's this game. And we'll talk about it in a second because Shane and I were playing it. But so basically what it is, so you guys have to check it out. It's for free.
It's funny.
Okay. So it's the geriatric giraffe. He was put in a nursing home after his family found him stuck on the floor of his house for 2 days eating wax fruit. And the point of the game is you're helping the geriatric giraffe escape the nursing home. He headbutts nurses and orderlies, which are like, what are they, hippos?
Yeah, they're...
And gorillas. So you headbutt your way out of there. You collect fruit, juice boxes, and male enhancement pills to get the highest score. And you can also follow, they have a Instagram account, geriatric_giraffe. So definitely check it out. Like I said, it's free. It's pretty amazing. It's a really goofy out there game.
Weird.
Shane and I love that kind of stuff. It reminds me, like, it's an out there silly concept. And also, I mean, I know I'm going too deep into it, but like, nursing homes already make me so sad. So I'm like, yes, escape that place. All he was doing was eating a lot of wax fruit.
Well,
he shouldn't have to go into a nursing home.
That kills you, so.
Does it really? Wax fruit?
It might.
Wax fruit?
Wax fruit is fruit made out of wax.
What? All right. Well, first of all, when you get the game, in the beginning, there's like this little movie thing that explains it. So watch that.
You guys can tell us.
Yeah, you can correct me. Shane and I both suffer from know-it-all syndrome. So we both go back and forth as if we know. And both of us are not 100% sure. So we both do this.
It's a very weird but fun game.
So check it out for sure. All right. So what Shane and I were doing today is we were watching this documentary on Netflix called Monkey Planet. My friend Amy Hawthorne actually recommended it to me, and I love it. First of all, I just love watching Animal Planet like things, but I think it's such a good reminder that we're all animals, because we forget that so often, that we are animals. We are just monkeys with enlightenment, with consciousness.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy to watch a lot of the similarities between, oh, here comes a sneeze. Bless you. The similarities.
Fine, I'm gonna go.
Shane's gonna go.
Clean up.
Quickly wipe his nose. Sorry, buddy. Shane just had one of those messy sneezes. And we're not. I think we think it's not allergies, although this could be allergy related. I actually don't really suffer from allergies, but I know that a lot of people do. And I think I made a joke like years ago on the podcast, kind of teasing people with allergies because I didn't realize how severe it can really get. Like, I know a lot of my friends who have really bad allergies, they say that it's just a nightmare. So sorry for ever making fun of allergies. I don't take them lightly at all anymore. Shaney, where are you? Okay, Shane is still blowing his nose. Okay, so what I was saying about the whole animal thing is that I think it's crazy that we are actually animals with consciousness. And I think it's really important to remember that because it explains a lot of our behavior. And when we try to push it away and pretend we're not animals, that's when people do really crazy out there things.
Yeah. And the monkeys that we saw, there are so many different types, but they were saying that the trees are usually their homes, and what they do is they always jump on trees and they rely on trees, but humans always stay on the ground and they don't really go, like, they don't really go up high.
That's so interesting. So we stemmed, often we stem from places where we were up high and now we're on the ground. Well, the one types of monkeys, they go into the caves in the complete dark for shelter. And some of the monkeys were even doing the dirty in the cave, right?
Yeah. It said they have privacy.
They have private time once they're in the cave.
Which is the opposite of this podcast.
Invasion of privacy. I know. I still have to work on, in general in my life, respecting people's boundaries. Even my own, right? Because I did Shane's podcast last night. It's already up. His is called Talking Nonsense, by the way. So check out Shane's new podcast called Talking Nonsense. He actually had Mike Cannon on the week before, and that was a real good one. I kept interrupting because I need attention all the time.
That was funny.
Yeah, but yeah, so, but I did Shane's last night, and I was like about to share something really personal, and Shane was like, no. Like, he was like, you don't have to say everything on here. And I'm like, oh, that's so interesting, because on mine, I share so much, although I do still try to respect other people's secrets. Like, I really don't badmouth anyone on here.
Yeah. I mean, that allergy thing you did.
Right. Yeah, but you know what I mean. Like, I don't...
Yeah, you, like, don't, like, make fun of any specific person.
Like, if someone wrongs me, quote-unquote wrongs me, whatever that means, you know, hurts my feelings, does something that's disrespectful, I never try to slander them on here. I think that could be a misuse of... quote unquote power, you know, and like, I have an outlet. It's not meant to take people down.
And that's a great trait to have.
Thanks, buddy.
Because people who always want to get revenge, they don't always succeed, and they just become more of a held back person.
That's a beautiful way of putting it. Yeah, their anger kind of festers within, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think a lot of people in general, they mix up or confuse what expressing themselves actually means. Like, I think for me, when I'm hurt or angry or sad, I really have found that expressing it through your art is a positive way of doing that without necessarily having to hurt other people. Like, some of my raps are very aggressive, but they're never directed at a specific person, you know. It's like a way to get out my aggression, but it's never meant to specifically be mean to a person,
because that's then that's a roast.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And you know how I was gonna do a roast with actually Mike Cannon, and it didn't feel right for a bunch of reasons, but one is I don't want to have to build walls against my own heart to hear what he wants to say about me. And I also don't want to directly spew venom at a person. And as you know, I do have anger issues, and I've really done a lot of work on learning how to positively express that stuff. And last week, actually, I hope this is okay to say, Bugga, is that I was putting Shaney to bed, and he said something like, you know, I love you so much, and you've changed so much. Do you remember what you said? Do you want to say it? What you said to me? How you used to think of me more as a comedian, and now you think of me more as a healer?
Well, yeah, what I used to think of you as was this mom who was always trying to succeed as a comedian, and like used to listen to Lady Gaga all the time, and
in the
like
car.
Yeah, and these like famous singers, but at the same time was so angry and was repressed, like you didn't have any emotion on your face.
Really?
Yeah. And
that's so crazy to hear. That's like, oh.
And now
it gives me a tummy ache to think about that.
And now we just have open conversations, and I'm barely on the iPad anymore, and you know, I used to think of you as just, you know,
a lot
this
more
person.
Accidentally selfish, maybe.
That's always selfish, but like more of a
checked out.
Yeah. And now you're just so spiritual, and you're a healer, and you know, you're a lot more open.
Thank you, buddy. You know, when you said that to me last week, it was both beautiful to hear and very hard to hear, because there's a lot of shame that comes up that I used to.
Don't be ashamed, because we all get like that sometimes in our life. I feel like almost everybody has had those moments.
Thank you, honey. Yeah, no, like I'm not trying to, I'm trying to get past beating myself up for being human or being an animal, whatever it is. you know, because back then, and I said this to you, I was in a lot of pain and I still experience a lot of pain, but I'm creating more space in my body to be able to hold it. But yeah, I mean, first of all, I just think it's beautiful and amazing that you're able to express that to me, you know, because not every kid has the tools to be able to say such things so eloquently. But yeah, you know, when I first got divorced from your dad, I think I didn't yet really know how to be fully, not just present for you, but present for myself. And I think I was escaping a lot of the time. And I feel for that old Kate, you know, because that old Kate was in a lot of pain and didn't really know how to give you everything you deserved. But I knew that I would keep fighting time and time again, because you deserve an amazing present mama. So yeah, what were you saying, Shane? No, Shane, you can't whisper. You can't do that.
Should I talk about my diary?
Sure, yeah.
Invasion of privacy. so my mom, she basically, so in what, 2010?
I don't remember the exact date.
Yeah, she was writing.
I know what you're going to say.
Diary.
Yes.
She was writing these notes for me. About how
I had a diary for Shane, and I wanted to, I was writing to him so he knew where I was at and how I was feeling. But yeah, sorry, you can keep going.
And she wrote all these things saying she wanted to be a better mom and a better person, and she wanted to act better. And so now I own the diary, and I write my own feelings in there a lot. And it was really nice what she writes, and a lot of the times I actually look at it, and I look back and I was like, she was a really great person. And she is getting better today. And I love her so much.
Mama's starting to cry, right? Yeah, you're making me emotional. Yeah, you know. Oh, man, I didn't expect to cry. But of course, you know. I think I remember when I went on. Your dad and I went to Europe before I got pregnant. Mm-hmm. And I had only really known your dad actually 2 or 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah. And the trip was an interesting one because, like I said, I'd only known him a little bit. And we did get into a lot of disagreements, you know. Yeah. And yet we also really, really cared for each other deeply. So it was a very interesting bond. Yeah. But I remember we went to Italy and there was this beautiful fountain. And I forget the name, but it's one of those really, really famous fountains. I'm sure a lot of you know who are listening. And you take like a penny and you make a wish.
Yeah.
And I remember, and of course I was not pregnant yet. I didn't know it was coming very soon, but I made the wish to be an amazing good mama. And, you know, so when you said that to me the other day, you know, that's why I get so emotional, is because there was so much guilt around when I had you and I felt like I wasn't the best mama. Mm-hmm. But it's not to beat, once again, it's not to beat me up, because what's so beautiful about healing work is that you can keep growing no matter what you've done. And I believe that no matter what you've done, even if it's the most quote unquote horrific thing, I think everyone is able to grow.
Deserves a second chance.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of people would disagree with me, and some people think that you can go too far and you can never come back. And I have faith in almost anyone that if they really want to, and it can't come from the outside, if they really want to deep, deep down, I think anyone can grow and heal. Mm-hmm. And it comes down to your kavanah, which is your devotion, your passion towards healing and to wholeness. And
even Hitler?
That's a great question. I think that truly, if Hitler had wanted to grow and saw what he had done as wrong, if he had really wanted to, I think that even someone like Hitler could heal. But of course, Hitler died thinking he did a good thing by murdering so many innocent people. Yeah.
And I think that if he tried to change, and if, you know, he decided he wanted to be a better person, people would kill him anyway.
People are not very forgiving because they're not very forgiving of themselves.
Mm-hmm. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah. So a lot of times when we're so strict on others, it's really just representing how strict we are on ourselves. And I can say that from experience. I used to be so much harder on you, on myself, and on everyone. And I was a big blamer. There was mm-hmm. a lot of unconscious yeah. victim mentality.
Yeah. So I feel like back to the animal thing, do you think animals feel that way a lot of the times?
Well, that's what's so interesting, because you kind of talked about this when Mike Cannon was on your podcast yeah. about how oh, animals yeah. can feel embarrassed.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I mean, that makes sense, but I never even realized that animals can feel the full range, the full spectrum of emotions
yeah.
like us. So I bet you that animals do feel shame. I'm not sure if it's probably not as complex yeah. as we do, but shame is truly what keeps us, I think, from growing. And what I've learned in my school, my spiritual school, is that it's about seeing your behavior. It's about becoming aware of the mm-hmm. things you do with compassion and love.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, wow, I'm being obsessive again in my head. Or, oh, yeah. wow, I'm checking out. I'm not really being present for my son. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Interesting. I'm not able to be in my body right now. And just that awareness and spotting it allows that thing to be brought to the light and alchemized mm-hmm. and transformed.
And that's a big problem with some people, where they're not able to do that.
Yeah.
And they, you know, because for me, change is a hard thing. And I remember I have this little Jeep. It's a toy Jeep, but it was like for toddlers that they could ride around in. And so the pieces were breaking, and it still works, but my dad wanted to repaint it, right? So without telling me, he spray painted the engine silver, and I got so mad and so upset. I was crying because, you know, it was a part of my childhood, and I didn't like having it change, so.
What a great example, you know, because we often don't hear children out, and children are dealing with the same yeah. obstacles and challenges that we as adults are. And that's just a great example, because change, I think, is hard for almost anyone. We mm-hmm. get very used to what we're comfortable with, what we're used to. And I still do that. Like, if I have certain plans for a day mm-hmm. and then someone tells me like, oh, I have to cancel, we have to change it, like something fries yeah. in my brain when I'm like, no, we were supposed to do this. Like, mm-hmm. and I've had to really learn to go to surrender to more of like a flow state, and that the universe has this other natural yeah. plan. And the more I fight it, the more uncomfortable and upset yeah. I'll feel in my body. So I try as best I can to go with the flow
yeah.
more now. But you've seen, like, I used yeah. to just be a much more tense person.
Yeah.
And I'm still, I have a lot of work to do still. Yeah. But
well, everyone does.
Thank you. You're right.
I feel like, and even with the Jeep, like, I actually got used to the spray paint, and, I can still see that you're getting very emotional, and you can hear it, and I can hear it in your voice, and I can
Meg.
Hear, yeah, that you're still hearing, a little bit.
I'm calming yeah. down.
But, yeah, change is a very hard thing for a lot of people, and, for you and me to, you know, get comfortable with it, I feel like it takes a lot for us, because we are very sensitive to change, and so are a lot of other people. And I think animals could actually too.
Animals are very yeah. sensitive to change. You know, like
if
you
houses,
take cats, depends on the animal too. Yeah. Cats are very territorial. Yeah. So if you move them to another place, it disrupts their whole emotional body, you yeah. know, and physical body. Whereas some animals, like dogs, depending on the dog, it's way easier for them to move environments.
It's like evolution almost, where wherever they are, it changes how they act.
Explain more.
So like in the theory of evolution, like in the, and even in the monkey planet we were watching, they were saying that like they got put in these different places and they've adapted to it. And what you were saying is pretty similar to it, where if you move the cats to a different place, their whole entire body changes, and like they don't feel comfortable anymore.
And then they have to adapt. And I yeah. think we forget how much we have to adapt, in whether we call it ego or defense mechanisms. You know, the environment you were raised in, right? Depending on how nurturing it was or angry or whatever, you really learn to adapt and survive. We're animals. We're amazing, amazing animals. And we adapt to survive environments. And then as you get older, a lot of times those adaptations can start to hold you back.
Yeah.
And that's where learning to evolve and heal really takes place, where this is a healing universe. Mm-hmm. Just by being physically manifested, it you know, healing is built into that manifestation. And that's the beautiful part. But we also really resist, you know, healing these defenses that once had us surviving and now can hold us back.
Yeah. And
let me just say, you blow me away. I mean, you are just such a brilliant nugget.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And
I know I'm your mama, but I'm very proud of you.
Yeah. And a couple of days ago, I watched Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. And don't worry, there are no spoilers. I'm not going to say
anything. Shane won't spoil it for you. I didn't get to see it yet. He saw it with his dad and his dad's girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. I'll see it though soon. I love all the superhero movies.
Maybe tonight.
I don't know, Bugga. You stayed home sick, so.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll see.
But there are so many other planets, and it was a lot about change, too. And don't worry, I'm not spoiling anything. But it's even the first movie was a lot about change, and I did really like it, and it was such a good movie. And I definitely look forward to seeing it again with you, Mom.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just love how superhero movies almost always really reflect what's going on, you know? So, yeah, they're almost always super tuned in. Of course, every now and then they release a really crappy one. But, yeah, I'm excited to see it for sure. And should I tell the story about what happened with the mouse, even though I told it on yours? I have to now that I brought it up.
Privacy, so.
Okay. So, this is what happened the other day. So we moved in January from Jersey City to Westfield. And when we were in Jersey City, man, I was really ready to move. I needed trees. Yeah. We had a bed bug scare, even though they ended up being spider beetles.
Oh, yeah. That was a sad time.
Oh, my. Do you remember? Were you doing okay? I was a mess when I thought we had bed bugs.
I wasn't okay. I was like pretty sad.
What made you the most sad about thinking we had bed bugs?
We had to throw away a lot of our prized possessions. And I remember I had a sweater from when I was a baby. And we had to throw that away. And it said Shane on the buttons.
Oh, my God. I totally blocked out that had to get thrown out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. I totally blocked that. So when we thought we had bed bugs, I was so upset and freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
That these things had gotten in everywhere, that I just went on a tear and threw away
almost everything.
Oh, God. And I threw away Peanut, my childhood stuffed animal that I'd had forever. Great. I'm going to get emotional again.
You're going to cry again.
And yeah, I threw out the teddy bear Flower that was wearing the Shane thing. And I didn't even think about it. Shane, come on, honey. You got to hold the mic. Yeah. Shane just dropped the mic.
Drop the mic.
So I just threw out everything, and that was really sad. I didn't even feel it in the moment because I was just like, get all of this stuff out of my house. Like, you know, and it ended up not being bed bugs. It was spider beetles at the end of the day, which was also freaking disgusting. I mean, they were living in the mattress, coming out at night and biting me. I mean, it doesn't get much grosser.
Bite, though, which is weird.
Yeah, but they're only biting me. I was the only one getting bit, and it looked like I had a nipple on my cheek, and it was like oozing weird fluid. God. It was freaking horrendous. I melt down because I'm not a cleaner. I am not naturally someone who likes to clean. So when something like that happens, it's meltdown central over here, right?
Oh, man.
Oh my God. My back started giving out. My neck couldn't move. I was. Because our other roommates, Brandis and Jada, they did not handle it as bad as I did. I'm very, very sensitive, once again, to change and chaos.
Yeah, it was a big problem, and I was pretty sad, too. And I know you were, definitely.
I'm sorry I threw those things out. If I could do it over.
It's okay.
I would not. Anyway, so we moved to get away just from like bed bug scares, and we had a mice problem that we were always dealing with. And it was always a freaking problem because I hate killing things. I mean, even when we find an insect in the house, what do we do, Shane?
We put it outside.
Yeah, we put it, we capture it in the cup.
How about that?
Okay, Shane, no, don't do that girl's voice. We can talk about her in a second. Anyway, so we move out here, and the other day, someone gave me organic chocolate. I brought it home, ate some of it, and left it on the counter overnight. When I wake up, it had been dragged across the counter, and it was like half eaten, okay? And I was like, fuck. Sorry for cursing, but like, okay. That's a fuck. I was like, are you kidding me? It's probably a mouse. Dear God, not a rat. Please, dear God, not a rat. Living in here. And then I had this memory pop up like later that night. I was at the comedy club and I was telling someone about the mouse and I was like, oh my God. And I had this memory where I was like, so I've been using this pan to cook in the morning and then I usually leave it out and I cook with the same pan at night. And I was like, wait a second. I've been noticing some like black stuff in the pan. And I'm like, I just assumed it was like crumbs. And I was like, oh my God, I might have been cooking mouse shit with my food. And like, this, I realized this Sunday and it was the worst night. Like my body was so uncomfortable.
I didn't really use the pan though.
I wanted to like take my skin off. Yeah, it was mostly I was the one cooking for me. There might have been some times that I accidentally cooked you mouse shit. I'm sorry, buddy, if that's true. But at least we cooked it. At least it was heated.
No disease.
No disease, at least. Just some, pretend they're like little bacon bits. So gross. So that happened, and that was a nightmare.
Sorry, anybody, if you're eating something very tasty.
Yeah, you might want to put down your food. You know what's so interesting, though, is when I was, because I was about to go on stage when I put this together, and it's all I could talk about on stage. It was, but I wasn't even a funny sex. I, like, wanted to die at that point. Oh. I've come to terms with it by now, but, what I realized, or what everyone was saying, they're like, yeah, but you probably accidentally eat feces in your food all the time. And I'm like, I don't even know if that's true, if they were just trying to make me feel better, which is a weird way to try to make me feel better, by telling me I'm always eating crap.
Feces all the time. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, thank God. But it is like gross to think about how I bet there are a lot of restaurants where people are messing with the food. Hopefully there are more where people are not doing cameras.
Ever since I saw that Eminem rap video.
Which one is that?
The one where he spits in
the real Slim Shady, is it? Yeah. I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady.
It might be. But he's in
spitting on your onion rings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it onion rings?
He says spitting on your onion rings. I've introduced Shane to Eminem.
It was a video of him actually loogieing on the onion rings and the girl eating it.
So gross. Oh.
And so ever since I saw it, I wasn't, like, I have to check my food before I eat it.
Really? Like, I'm sorry I gave you a complex.
And like, if there's a food and it's supposed to have something like wet or slimy in it, I just freak out.
Oh God, you're going to make me want to puke.
Because like, I ate Burger King the other day and they have the special sauce and it's...
By the way, you have to explain, because Shane doesn't eat meat. He eats the veggie burger.
Yeah, BK veggie.
I want to ask you, how do you feel about Eminem? Because, you know, I felt weird even introducing you to him. Because first of all, he's one of the most... Badly. Well, first of all, we don't know if he does that. He raps.
Well, that's only in his rap.
Right. So let me explain. Because Eminem, to me, is one of the most talented rappers/artists to live. He's just a genius and he's amazing. And I can also really relate to the aggression that he has in his body that he expresses. So I want to know how you feel, because I know you actually really love him too now. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how he treats women. Like, that's the thing, is if someone listened to
his real life.
Well, here's the thing. If someone listened to some of my aggressive raps, they might assume that I treat men horribly. Do you get what I'm saying? So I'm expressing a lot of anger towards the patriarchy. So I wonder, and I don't know how he treats people personally. I don't know Eminem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'm curious how you feel about him, because I know he has a lot of aggressive stuff in his raps, and yet there's a real sensitivity that still comes through.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just curious. Yeah, how do you feel about him and his rage?
Well, I don't really think that he actually treats women badly. I think that's just in his rap to make him seem quote-unquote cool. Well, we'll never know for sure. It might be true, it might not.
We have to find Eminem and interview him, Shane.
Yeah,
that would be a fun interview.
Him on the podcast.
Yeah, Eminem, we would love to have you on. We're both fans.
Which one, mine or yours? Yours
both. Both.
Yours might be a more appropriate fit.
Yeah, well, you never know. You just had Mike Cannon on. He's one of the
That's true.
He's one of the funniest, raunchiest New York City comics, and he went on yours. So
Eminem, if you're listening, which you probably aren't, I want you on my podcast.
Eminem, if you're listening, I'd like to have you on mine. We'll have to split you. Yeah, because it's a really interesting question that goes way beyond Eminem, just to artists in general.
Yeah.
Of like, there have been so many talented artists, right? Like you have Van Gogh, Picasso, Georgia O'Keeffe, Gustav Klimt. Now, how they are as people or how they were as people, does that affect you, Shane, as to how you would view their artwork? Like if you looked at a painting and you knew that the person who painted that abused men or women, would that affect your perspective of that artwork?
It depends, because sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it does. Like, I know a lot of people, well, not people, but who like old paintings, and the people who painted them were very famous. I'm pretty sure it was Michelangelo.
Mm-hmm.
And he was having a lot of problems. And
I know some stuff about him.
A lot of the famous painters, or like even, not even just painters, like a lot of the famous people in the world have had very big problems.
Like personality problems, you're saying?
Mm-hmm. And not just that, they've also had like physical problems too. And mental problems.
Well, I can get into some of these with you. I used to be an art teacher. So that's what's so interesting is for me, because it's a personal thing, it does actually affect it. Like if I found out, for example, that Eminem was beating women up every day, which I am not saying he's doing, okay?
Hey, guys, don't worry.
It would affect how much I'd want to listen to his music. Whereas if I found out that he's rapping about his aggression, but in real life, he treats people with as much respect as he can. You know, we all have issues and lash out accidentally to an extent, but then it would be a lot easier. You know what I mean? And I think about that with even my aggressive raps is like the way that's just me expressing it. But in real life, I really try to treat every single person with respect. And I think it does affect the way you should view the artwork. It's like a totality thing. You're not supposed to exclude the person from it. And with Michelangelo, him and Leonardo da Vinci were actually, I don't want to say rivals, they were almost like frenemies in a way.
They like were okay with each other, but sometimes they'd be in like competition.
Well, Michelangelo was known for his ego.
Yeah.
And he, I think, was way more threatened by Da Vinci than Da Vinci was threatened by Michelangelo. Of course, I could be wrong. I'm a huge fan of Leonardo da Vinci. He was like such a tuned in, high conscious person. And he was actually homosexual, which I used to teach my students and even got shunned for, which is ridiculous because I think we should all be teaching about sexuality in a way that's non-judgmental in school. But anyway, I was not a fan of some of the other teachers there. I'm thinking of a couple in particular.
No names.
Okay. Thank you, Shane. You saw me get real mad. Anyway.
Hey, Mom, I found my rap.
But Da Vinci, Shaney, not right now, buddy.
I know. I'm just saying.
Oh, you're at, yeah. Well, you could do it later if you want to rap for them. Yeah. But anyway, I think, now I forget what I was saying. Do you remember what I was saying?
It was about Leonardo.
I just love Da Vinci. He was tried for heresy. That's what I was going to say. Because he was homosexual and his ideas were so evolved and progressive, he got tried for heresy back then and he got acquitted. He got he was seen as innocent. But man, all throughout history, people who are forward thinkers, like the for real forward thinkers, they always are met with such resistance. I mean, even you take John Lennon, who was assassinated. I mean, he was a forward thinker preaching love. And it's so interesting. You know, a lot of people who, I believe in Jesus, but I mean, a lot of like Catholics and Christians who are religious towards him. I was thinking about this the other day. It's so funny because I think if Jesus came back now, but in another form.
We don't respect him.
I don't think so. I think he'd be met, or she would be met, because we assume it's a man. I think he or she would be met with very similar resistance as Jesus was back in the day, because we still have so much fear when someone's bringing down new ideas. Totally depends. No, you're right. Someone like me or you would be like so into it.
And someone who's Catholic would definitely be like, they'd very, very much respect.
I don't think so. Just because you're Catholic and you believe in Jesus doesn't mean you actually embody the ideals and the concepts that are being preached to you or that you're even preaching.
Are you saying in a different form?
What do you mean? Like Jesus in a different form. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because look, we're all Jesus anyway. We are all God. You're Jesus. I'm Jesus. Everyone who's listening is all Jesus.
I thought you meant like Jesus as like people imagine
him. No. Thank you for saying that, because that's important.
Yeah.
We are all Jesus. Like, really take that in, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, when you actually start speaking the principles that Jesus, that Buddha, that Allah, that any of those ascended masters preached, which is connectedness, love, community, when you start really, really preaching that, no matter what form you're in, a person that looks like Jesus or someone who looks nothing the way most people would picture Jesus, usually it's met with fear because it's something that's new. And it's crazy, right? Mm-hmm. That values that are about love, connectedness, and community can evoke such anger when it's about so much love. And it's not everyone, because there are a ton of people who understand love and connectedness. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we're moving in that direction as a whole, because I think it's the answer. I have the rap line. Love is the answer, the cure to your cancer. Got to be connected to be a cosmic dancer.
Yeah.
Sorry for just randomly spitting some bars.
It's
but
okay.
You know me. I'm gonna stop.
I remember I said on my podcast a different time, I said I was going to rap, but I couldn't find it.
Do you want to do it right now? Do you want to pull out your... Go ahead.
Okay. Sure.
Hold on, Shane's going to... So when I started rapping, I told Shane, I picked him up from school and I was like, guess what, buddy? Started rapping. And the next day he came back home and at school with some of his friends on their free time, they had all written some raps, and Shane's going to rap for you the one he wrote. He's unfolding it right now. Here you go, buddy.
Okay, so I titled it Freezer Burn, and it was like
that's
a month
the best.
Or two
Freezer
ago.
Burn is the best name ever.
It was like 2 months ago. Yo, can't stop my flow. All pins up, got three in a row. You can't see what's coming because you blind as a bat. But you know when it's coming, it's me with a cat. He scratched your face and now you're done because it's time for a little fun. These lyrics are great without a doubt. You can't stop listening and took the wrong route. Off the line, your flow has went. On the rhyme, my flow has been sent. See these rhymes, they are mine, but it looks like you're out of time. So finally, it's your turn to get freezer burn.
Yes! If you think that Shane and I are not going to be making a collaboration rap, you are wrong. And I actually want to have, Shane has a beautiful singing voice, and I actually, because I'm for real, I'm going to be making my rap album for real in the next couple months. I'm getting serious about it, and I'm thinking about some of the hooks, and I'll do some of the hooks, but I want Shane to sing in one of the hooks. Would you sing something for me, maybe from chorus?
Sure. My friends actually made a part rap, but I
have a what rap?
It was like a part rap. It wasn't really a rap. But they made it, and it was like a rhyme almost.
All right, you can do a little bit from it,
are
but then
sure?
I want
you we don't have
just
to.
Do a real quick piece. Okay. But then I want you to sing because I'm so proud of you.
It was titled "High Eat Apple Cider."
High eat apple. Oh, not like high though. Not like anyone's getting high.
No. It was high eat.
Okay. Go.
Go blow. Look at my flow. Yo, can't stop me. No. My name is Joe. You look like Poe from the kids' TV show. You know that fat panda. Oh. And then they made a.
I like yours better.
And then what they did is they.
This put to the right beat. I guess anything put to the right beat can be made pretty great, right?
Okay. And the other one they made is "Rest in Spaghetti, Never Forgetty." You look so petty. My name is Freddie. Now it is Eddie. You can look up my words in the dictionary.
Oh my God, the dictionary is the funniest freaking thing I've ever heard. The dictionary. That's what I'm calling
the
dictionary from now on. The dictionary.
Like when you roll your R's. The dictionary.
The dictionary.
But like if
dictionary.
You say
it so
fast,
I have trouble rolling the R's.
I know, but if you say it too fast, it sounds like dictionary.
I know, I like that. Dictionary. All right, so Shane Brains.
Yeah.
Sing a little bit for us, because I want people to understand why I'm going to have you sing a hook, because it's literally the voice of an angel.
Well, right now I'm sick, so my voice is a little
crackly. All right, it might be a little bit more crackly than normal.
What do you want me to sing?
Just pick something from, remember the one that you auditioned for and
I'm
you didn't get?
I'm kind of nervous.
It's okay, hon.
Are you sure?
I promise. I sang opera one of the days on here, and you know me. I'll do opera
it
later.
It might not sound as good because my voice is all crackly.
Okay.
Because I have a cold.
No judging, everyone. Whoever's listening, you are not allowed to judge. He's sick and his voice is crackly.
So I auditioned for this. I didn't get the part.
In chorus.
Yeah. So here it is. Hold on, wait. Let me just remember it for one sec, just in case.
Oh, you have to remember the lines? I love that you're in chorus, by the way, because he gets to choose. And I think he misses, like... Don't you miss like a whole thing? You miss like a recess?
Yeah.
To do it. I love that you do.
And
that.
I do band too, which is like
so that. Cool. Okay, you ready?
Hold on. Okay. I leave the hills that I have known, the woods and meadows I have roamed. That's the part.
That is you have the most beautiful voice. When he, I can't.
With the other class.
Can you do another song from chorus that you sang?
What?
I don't know, whichever one you like.
There's a lot.
I like the one, what is it? I love the mountains.
That's not from chorus. That's from music class.
Can you just do it? Can you just do it?
I love the mountains. I love the rolling hills. I love the green grass. I love the daffodils. I love the fireside when all the lights are low. Boom diada, 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 boom.
Shane has me singing again, and what's so cool is like, I think stopped singing from my heart when I was young.
Yeah,
my voice honestly reminded me of Bubby's, and I think that's why I stopped. Actually, on the deepest level, was
Bubby is her mom or my grandma.
Yeah, and she actually, my mom has a beautiful voice, and I think I didn't want to sound like her, so I stopped singing from the heart. And Shane had me starting to sing, and we did it with the song you just sang. And it's so funny that when I really let myself sing, I sound so young when I sing. Like when I do one of the things, and I'll do it.
Like
what is it? I love the mountain. How does it go?
I love the mountain.
Okay, I'll sing it with you because you know me. I'm really self-conscious to sing.
I'll do around with you.
What?
Around.
What's around?
I point to you where I
sing. Oh heck no! No, I want to do it with you because it makes me feel better.
Well, you will, but
no, I can't.
Here's how it works.
Shane, you're making me have a panic attack. No!
Wait, let me just teach you.
No.
So I'd sing it once, and then you'd sing it.
Fine.
So when I hate this though.
No, I don't like. I just wanted to sing it with you.
Yeah, you would though.
Okay, just go. Just this do it. I'm going to try.
I'd sing it once, and then on my second time, you'd sing it once, and we'd each sing it three times, and you'd sing it twice.
I don't really get it.
I'll point to you when to stop.
Okay.
Okay, so don't start.
Okay.
When I finish. I love the mountains. I love the rolling hills. I love the green grass. I love the daffodils. I love the fireside when all the lights are low. Boom diada, boom diada, boom diada, boom diada, boom diada, boom diada, boom diada.
And then you want me to just sing it by myself?
No, and then we both sing it.
Okay.
I love the mountains. I love the rolling hills. I love the green grass. I love the daffodils. I love the fire.
I forgot the rest. But anyway, when I sing with Shane, I can feel like a younger place come out.
Can you sing it just by yourself? Or
no? Hell no. Oh my God, I have a story I want to tell you guys. So last week, I pick up Shane Brains and I make him go with me to TJ Maxx and Marshall's.
TJ Maxx.
Thank you, bud. And I had to get running shoes.
Not sponsored.
I don't... I had to get running shoes because I don't have any, and I'm trying to get back into exercising, and I went for a run in like basically flat shoes and my feet were killing me. So I'm like, okay, I need to get some cheap running shoes that are still good. So I took them to TJ Maxx, whatever. And I'm so picky because so many of the shoes there, I did throw a temper tantrum. Let me explain. They have some of the ugliest styles.
Mom, and they were fine. They weren't ugly.
I found them just hideous. Like clearly they're not hideous, but in my mind I was like, I'd rather die. And like I started throwing a for real
being dramatic
I know I'm like the most dramatic person is the point of the story. And Shane just kept trying to bring me up styles like, oh, look at these, aren't they pretty? And I was like, get them away,
throw them out of my head.
I would throw them, but I thought I was being funny. I would like throw them across the aisle. They were the worst. We had to go to three.
Clean them up.
I'm sorry. No, yes, I did. Some of them I did. Yes, I did. I was in such a tizzy. I was like, next. I'm sorry to any. I put most of them away. That's not
most
true.
Most of them.
Okay.
You left some
maybe
of them
one out. Pair. Maybe
you,
one.
You put
fine,
like
two.
Three pairs.
No,
out.
Two. Yo, snitches got stitches, dude. Anyway. Anyway, so we ended up going to three. We went to one TJ Maxx and two Marshalls until I finally found a great $20 pair. They
I
were
showed
they
you
were Pumas.
Ones that looked exactly
I love them.
They're Pumas?
Yeah, they're Pumas.
I thought they were Asics.
Oh.
Asics.
Oh, they're Asics, my bad. They're Asics. I thought that they were, I don't know, I mixed them up. But
no,
I just
I
liked
showed,
the colors.
I showed you those Asics.
They were comfy.
But I showed you those Asics when we went to TJ Maxx and you said no.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't think so.
They looked exactly like them.
They no. Shane, to you they look the same. I'm very picky. I'm very picky when it comes to clothes. I can't help it. Like, it's that artist brain. It has to feel right in my soul for me to do it. Like, I just can't.
She wanted my shoes. They fit her.
Oh, my God. Shane's shoes. Because, okay. So, Shane just started caring about sneakers. Right? It's like he hit fifth grade and suddenly kids want to wear the cool sneakers.
No, that was in, like, third or fourth grade.
Oh, my bad.
But I just, like, didn't care.
I'm sorry that I've been dressing you in... No, but they weren't, you weren't wearing anything ugly. They just weren't fancy expensive. But this year, Shane was like, no, every kid's wearing either.
Well, no, that's because my old shoes that I was wearing, oh my God, they were all like roughed up. They were all broken.
It was time for a new pair anyway.
So I got those fancy ones because, you know, a lot of the kids like those. But
so what are fancy ones?
I also have Skechers too. The fancy ones are Nikes, still not sponsored. Nikes, but they're blue and they're Air Force.
The color's amazing. I love the color.
It's like dark blue.
Yeah, they're amazing.
They're really cool. And
So it's Nikes and Jordans. Those are the cool kinds.
Jordans. I mean, Nikes. They're okay. They're not that popular. But Jordans, like, there's these specific pairs of Jordans that are like these blank gray, and they're $300.
Oh hell no!
That's the price of
what?
My Xbox.
This is
One.
What I okay. This is what boggles my mind. Men have created the stereotype that women care so much about shoes. Okay. Let me tell you, men care just as much. They just hide it in sports apparel.
That's true.
So they pretend it's tough because it has a sports team on it, but they care just as much as their shoes, maybe not pants or something, but like I'm new to this whole shoes world, and boy, do men care about sneakers. Had no idea. I mean, they're geeks about it. Good geeks, but like they care. I never noticed, and now I'm like, I'll be in a comedy green room and all the dudes are like talking about each other's sneakers, and I'm like,
I know girls that
dudes
have
love shoes too, so. That's all I'm saying.
I know a lot of girls that have Nikes and Jordans though.
Well, yeah, I'm about to, because now I know that it's the cool thing to do, and I want to be
well,
cool like my son.
$75.
Hell no. That's not even, I guess, that much money for a good pair of shoes. I just don't have a ton of money right now, so your dad got you that really nice pair, and I'm jealous. I mean, mine are nice, too. They were 20.
Well, my dad, for Easter, he also got me these good running shoes that are great to run in, and they actually fit me very well, and they're actually, they have mesh, so, like, they're specifically for running, and they're great running shoes, and they fit great, and they're almost curved, so they're specifically
that's great
for running and jogging. And
Shane and I are going to start working out soon together.
You know, all my classmates say that they actually have more than, like, they have so many pairs of shoes, more than one. And I only used to have, like, one pair of shoes other than, like, you know, cleats and, like, fancy shoes for, like, special occasions. I only had one pair, like, sneakers. And now I have two, which is okay. But all my friends, they have so many pairs of shoes, even the boys. And I'm like, well, what if these get damaged? And I'm like, where are your other shoes? And I was like, this is my only pair. But now I have two pairs, just in case.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great that you have more than one pair. Because we only usually had one pair for you, and especially with two houses going back and forth.
Well, when I was little, I remember I had a couple pairs of shoes.
When you were real little. You know what? Before I quit teaching, I was able to get you more stuff. Yeah. The last 4 or 5 years have been tough.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was very happy because I wasn't teaching in a job that I hated.
Yeah.
But it's been, you know, you and I shared a room. And I had to be very careful and tight about money, very tight. Mm-hmm. And now I'm starting to loosen up, even though I'm not making more money yet.
Yeah.
I've decided to not live.
It doesn't matter, because, you know, you're not making enough. What does that exactly mean?
You're right.
And
compared to those monkeys going in a cave, I'm killing it.
Yeah. And I remember the first pair of shoes, I think. No, it was like that I remember where I had a Woody shoes from like Toy Story, and they'd light up and they'd have like Woody. And it was pretty cool. And then I had Buzz Lightyear shoes too. And yeah, you're, because enough, that means you're not getting, you're not able to afford a house and you're not able to afford like food. Enough just means, you know, you're not able.
We have shelter.
Yeah, we have enough. We just want more to get fancier things.
No, you're totally right. You're right. And you're right, because that's about being appreciative. We can always focus on what we want and what we don't have yet. Meanwhile, we have a beautiful shelter.
We have
compared to
iPad
sharing
mini.
A room.
We have an iPad
mini. I got an iPad mini for free as a gift years ago. How long ago was that? Four or five years ago.
Yeah, 5 years.
No, you're right. We have an iPad mini. We have podcasting equipment. We are living a very good, blessed life.
An Atari. We have a DS. Well, that's
It's kind of broken.
Yeah, the touch screen doesn't work. So
that's okay. We have a computer.
We have
two flat screen TVs now.
I have action figures and toys, and I have a microscope.
Yeah, that's dope.
I have a plasma ball, which is those electronic balls that like have those
zap. Yeah, when you put your hands
on it.
It's
like a Tesla with a dome. And then I have a lava lamp. Like, what?
Amazing.
I have action figures. It's like, we have enough. We just want more.
Yeah. No, you're so right. And you're setting me straight, you know? Thank you. But,
well, we all want more.
We all, yeah. Do you know that there's a story I want to tell you? Remember Shannon Stone? Lovely Shannon.
Yeah, I remember.
So, she went to volunteer for Habitat for Humanity. This woman is just an angel soul. And she went to do that. And she was telling me this story. It was in a third world country. She's telling me the story about they broke into teams and they built about 10 houses. Okay. So maybe it was like a team of five or 10 people and they build one house. So they built this amazing house for this family. And it was so emotional. Right. Mm-hmm. So her family, they were showing the family around and they were crying. And they're like, thank you. Thank you for building us a house.
The deck.
Hey, you're giving it away. Yes. So then they walked outside and her family looked to the next door neighbor's house. And that team, they had someone on their team that knew how to build a deck. For some, you know, it was a random extra thing. Yeah. So they built the other family a deck. And her family, Shannon's family, suddenly was like upset. They were like, where's our deck? And Shannon was like, oh my God, like we just built you a house. Like, why aren't you being appreciative? And it's like, they were so appreciative.
They didn't build the house for the family. They built it for the people.
They met the family before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yes, they were building it for the people. It was that family who got that house.
Yeah.
And they were upset suddenly when they realized that they didn't have a deck and their neighbors did. But it's the whole thing about gratitude.
Yeah.
We always can look at the house next door and wish we had the deck.
Yeah.
But you never know what's even going on in that house.
Yeah.
You know, what they don't have that you have.
Mm-hmm. You could have built in like a master bedroom or maybe a great add-on, like two bathrooms and they could only have one. You've never seen like what they did inside that house. And be appreciative. You just built a house. It doesn't matter if you have a deck.
However, it's such human nature to want more, like Shane was saying. So, you know, it's about allowing yourself to want more, right? It's like letting yourself be the animal that's always wanting more, but then we're conscious so we can come back, right? And say, okay, let me check myself with love. Mm-hmm. I actually have everything I've always wanted and needed. You know, for an animal, I am killing it. We are animals. We are all famous giraffes.
Like April.
Yeah, like April.
Wait, didn't you say that on my podcast?
Yeah, because when April had her baby and everyone was going, the most famous giraffe. I'm like, oh my God, we are all just famous giraffes. You know what I mean? Like we forget that we're just animals and we get so addicted to the fame and the attention.
The people like that are you were saying that we're not all famous giraffes. You were saying that like
She was one. Yeah. But no one in the giraffe world gives a crap about who's famous or not.
They don't even know what's happening.
They're just trying to live and eat.
Trying to, you know, give their baby all they need.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't care if they're famous.
You know.
That giraffe isn't going to do anything with money.
No.
And they're not even getting
money. Should we go give
the
giraffe some paper money? The giraffe would be like, get this paper out of here. No. It would shit on paper. It would wipe its butt. It can't even wipe
its butt. It's not even the giraffe itself getting the money. It's not even the giraffe itself getting the money. It's the people who own the Instagram account. So they're getting money for something that they didn't even do. They just recorded it or, like, took pictures of it. So it's like, if you... Like, it's not even you who's getting the fame. It's a giraffe. If you're getting beaten by a giraffe in a fame contest, then you don't know how to live life.
Hell yeah. Preach it, Shane. Tell him.
Like,
tell him.
You made an Instagram account for a giraffe who just had a baby. If you're not...
But what if that's what they love? That's adorable. You know how some people... Look, what if you made account for Jada? I could see you making an Instagram account because you think she's silly.
She's my pet. They don't own the giraffe. The zoo does. They just filmed...
Is it the zoo's Instagram?
No, it's their Instagram, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, well, we have to check. We have to check whose Instagram it is before we shit talk anyone.
Because they titled the Instagram account... Like, they just made the account April the Giraffe.
Okay.
And it's like... It's not even them who's being... If you're not as interesting as a giraffe and you have to make an Instagram account about the giraffe you're watching instead of yourself, then you don't have anything going on in your life.
Shane, I think you're being mean.
Unless
we don't know.
Well, we don't know.
You can't judge before you don't know, right?
I'm saying if. You know, I'm not saying it's them doing it. I'm just saying.
Because there are tons of people who, like, they have those, like, little dogs or... Grumpy Cat.
Grumpy Cat.
See? Look at you.
Doge.
You know, Grumpy, people are making money off of Grumpy Cat. It's not Grumpy Cat. I think Grumpy Cat has died 3 times and they replaced it with a cat that looks the same. Okay? So what I'm saying, that might be a total lie.
Well, that's actually,
that might be a lie. I don't even know.
That's actually pretty different because Grumpy Cat is a meme and April the Giraffe is a meme. It's literally something that happened.
All right. Well, I thought it doesn't matter. I guess what I'm saying is, yes, we are ridiculous animals. We are ridiculous animals making Instagram accounts of ridiculous animals. But go live your life. Go do what you want to do. Try to be kind
and
compassionate.
And I'm sorry for anybody who has an Instagram
account. Yeah, sorry. The person who created the giraffe Instagram account right now is writing a complaint. You can send it to idontgiveafuck@gmail.com. I said the F word. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening. It's been 58 minutes, Booga.
Oh, wow,
I know. Quick, right? Shaney Bugs, where can they find your podcast? Tell them.
On SoundCloud, the same. Wait, is yours on iTunes?
No, it's not on iTunes. I have to figure out how to get it on iTunes.
Mine isn't on iTunes either, but you can find me on SoundCloud at Talking Nonsense or
I reposted on Instagram
SoundCloud. /user/ I don't even know all the digits.
Oh yeah, sorry, we have to figure that out.
Talking Nonsense or whatever the title is going to be / blah blah blah.
No, just go look.
I'm kidding.
It's Talking Nonsense.
It was a joke.
Okay, sorry.
Every time the title is going to be like user SoundCloud / user /
okay, Shane, you're okay.
Okay, whatever. Sorry.
Let me tell. Okay, if you guys want to find Talking Nonsense, you can go to the Invasion of Privacy SoundCloud page, and I repost it, so it's under that on my SoundCloud. For me. I think it's not 100% definite, but I am pretty sure that I am going to be doing the next Break Free on May 24th. May 24th at Skamansky. I'm pretty sure.
It's family friendly.
It's family friendly.
Kids can come.
Oh, no, it's not. No, it's not,
oh,
Shane.
It's not?
No.
Oh, that was
no.
Your last. Sorry, guys.
It's not family friendly yet. One. We're gonna do family friendly ones in the future, though.
Okay.
I promise.
Sorry.
Hopefully in Montclair. If anyone knows a place in Montclair. Anyway. No, I think the next Break Free, it's not definite. I will let you know. It's going to be May 24th. And then what is it? Oh, and then the 31st is going to be Dragon Sorcery at New York Comedy Club, promo code DRAGON, all caps, for $10 tickets. And and I was at the Apollo recently. You can check that out on YouTube. It was one of the best experiences of my life. I rapped at the Apollo, and it was unfreaking real.
She was the bomb diggity.
I was the Shane kept saying to me, I was like, how do you think I'm going to do at the Apollo? He goes, you're going to bomb. And I'm like, what? And he goes,
you're the bomb diggity.
He was just messing with me. He was messing with my emotions. Anyway, I had an amazing fun set at the Apollo. It was one of the best nights of my freaking life. I got to rap at the Apollo.
You did well.
Two inappropriate songs. One is called Labia Game. I apologize, Shane. Sorry. Shane and I are pretty open about sex talks over here, but in an appropriate way. We don't ever go too far, but he's pretty understanding because I sometimes apologize for...
You don't have to explain it.
Thank you. Okay. Because I know it must be hard being the kid of a comedian who...
Sometimes.
...talks openly about sex. Yeah, that must be really hard.
Sometimes.
Sorry, buddy. Sometimes.
It's fine.
When does it get hard?
I don't know. It's complicated. I'd have to go into a whole conversation about it, but...
Do you want to come on again in the future?
Yeah.
And we'll talk about what it's like.
That'll be great.
Okay. You're such a good kid, man.
And again, from the sponsor,
go check Geriatric out. Geriatric Giraffe. Oh, wait, but I wasn't done. Okay. So check out Geriatric Giraffe. Get the app. Also, the Apollo. So go to YouTube. On my YouTube page, it says Kate Wolf at the Apollo. And you'll get to see. Yeah. It's a 25-minute set.
She had the header.
I was not the header. No, they put me in the middle.
Sorry. I meant the outside
sign. Oh, yes. They had my name up on the
heading.
Sign.
The heading.
It was so cool to see my name on the Apollo sign, man. That
I
was
meant
just...
the heading, not the header.
Yeah. Yeah. That was incredible. That was just such a fun... I couldn't believe I got to perform in such a legendary place. Mm-hmm. I was so emotional, of course. I almost cried 4 times.
And we'll have to talk about the whole story.
Next time.
You already talk about it?
No.
Oh, then we'll have to tell the whole story about it.
I mean, just how it went?
How, like, you got... Not now.
Okay,
obviously,
another
time.
Now,
another
time
on the
how
podcast.
I got it, sure. Yeah.
But
again, okay, I'll tell the story real quick.
Okay.
So when I first started comedy, I was interning at Broadway Comedy Club. You would intern to get a free check spot. And it's really hard to get stage time. So that's how you do stuff like that. So I was seating people. And for this one show, it was Deaf Comedy Jam auditions. So Russell Simmons and Bob Sumner, they walked down. And me being me, like 6 months into comedy, stops Bob Sumner. And I was like, my name's Kate Wolf. Remember my name. Trust me. Remember my name. I'm Kate Wolf. And he was like, okay, take my card.
If you're listening, just remember.
What does that mean?
Like, if you're listening, remember.
Oh, yeah. Like, remember my name. It's Kate Wolf. It's Kate Wolf.
Kate Wolf, baby.
You don't forget it. So anyway, so he was like, okay. And this was like, how many years ago? Almost like 6.5 years ago. And we've kind of stayed in touch, but then he reached out over a year ago to see how I was doing, and I let him know we had the same agent, and he booked me on
the Apollo,
and it came up later, and I ended up being able to get on the Woman of the World Festival, which was beyond an honor.
Oh, wow.
Beyond an honor to be a part of that. Oh, my God, it's going to make me emotional. The green room had like, I am getting emotional. The green room had pictures of like those famous pictures of like women of history that have resisted.
Yeah.
You know, there was that picture of a black woman and a white woman with their arms raised and like the power thing. And it was just so emotional getting to be a part of that night at the Apollo of all places where women and men who've fought and resisted, got to be, and I felt it, and I went up there, and I had the most fun I've almost ever had on stage, probably ever, and I got to rap, and I felt welcomed, I felt love, and it was just one of the best experiences of my life.
Yeah.
So thank you to anyone who came, and like I said, you can check it out on YouTube, and I know I started crying again. It's been an emotional day for whatever reason. Not sure. Is every day an emotional day for me, actually?
Depends.
Depends.
Not every.
Okay. Yeah, today's an emotional one.
And are we ending it?
Yeah. Okay. I've been trying to end it for 10 minutes and I went on a tangent. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Anyway, again from our sponsor,
Geriatric Giraffe, once again. Oh, Instagram, Twitter, at the Kate Wolf. If you want a tarot card reading, kwolf27@gmail.com. My prices are going to be going up soon. And thank you so much for listening. I hope to see you guys at Break Free.
Oh, and you guys,
May 24th, probably.
You guys can find me on SoundCloud at Talking Nonsense. And my mom has came on here too. So, yeah.
Oh, and one more thing. All my events, I sell tickets on Eventbrite. So you can look them up on Eventbrite and also on my Instagram and Twitter is where I post all the information. And my Facebook fan page is where I post all my information for you can find me at shows coming up. So always check. I think for me, Instagram's my favorite media because I love the visuals. I love the artistry of that kind of thing. So that's where I do a lot of the stuff I love the most. So definitely. Oh, and I'm posting my poetry finally. So check it out on Instagram. I've been posting my poetry. Okay, I know that this exit has been going on forever. I just loved having you on. And I feel like, I mean, this is just me, but I feel like people are going to be blown away with just how incredible you are. And
I'm definitely coming on a lot more.
I know you are. And you're just this lovely, beautiful soul. And it's an honor to get to have you be my family. I'm going to go out crying again.
It's been an honor having you as my mom.
Thanks, honey. Yeah. So... it's very different having you on the podcast. It's a whole other energy for me, you know, because like around you, I'm just me totally, you know, so my voice even I think changes.
Right. Well, we got to end.
Okay. All right. Bye, everybody. Bye. Thank you for listening. This has been Invasion of Privacy. Peace.
Bye.